all started about 2.5 years ago, and I did a video on YouTube that was called Downstairs at Downton, where I played 12 different Downton characters, including Mr. Carson, the butler, and
Mrs. Patmore, the cook, and me, Mrs. Patmore. Yes, thank you, Daisy.
And it sort of had all these different characters in this one video, and it was all about the salt and the pepper being on the wrong side, and Carson was getting very worried. And that video, you know, ended up getting 100,000 views overnight, and sort of changed my life, really. And then a producer came to me and said, you know, would you be interested in making this into a live show, which we took to Edinburgh Festival in 2013, and then it went to the West End and a UK tour, and then Moscow and Spain, and toured America in April, and now we're back here in Rochester and going to Canada for 3 weeks, and it's sort of the wheel keeps turning.
So what can people expect in the show? This is kind of a parody of a show itself.
Yeah, basically, you know, I do impressions of all the characters from Downton, as well as some other celebrities as well. And, you know, Upside Downton is simplistically a parody of Downton Abbey. And I sort of say it's a bit like the Christmas special that wasn't on TV. And, you know, Downton's in financial ruin because Lord Grantham has unfortunately invested all of his money into Radio Shack. So you know, Downton's in financial ruin, of course, and then the Dowager is getting married. Yes, I'm getting married to a much younger man.
Oh, my.
Because it won't be long before I lose my looks. So there's those two prongs to the stories. And along the way, you know, you have Gordon Ramsay. Yes, Chef Ramsay. He's going to be coming to do Downton Kitchen Nightmares with Mrs. Patmore. And then, you know, we have a character goes on Jeopardy. A character goes and plays... Mr. Bates goes to play tennis at Wimbledon. Mr. Molesley tries to go on Dancing with the Stars. So there's a whole, you know, it's kind of modern TV mixed with Downton, and it's really, really good fun.
Luke, you have how many characters in this show?
There's 36 characters in the show, yeah.
How do you keep this all straight?
Do you know what? It's kind of like, because I've not actually performed the show for about a month now, because I'm doing some other work back in the UK. So, but, you know, even the last 3 days, I'm having to, like, read the script and get it in my back in my head. But once I get up there, you know, I'm a big show off. So I just get up there and it all sort of comes flooding back.
You obviously have a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite character or a character that you just love doing an impression of?
It sort of varies from whatever country or town I'm doing. But in America, I really love doing Lady Cora because she just gets such an amazing reaction. And, you know, she's always going, oh, Robert. So I'd say she's probably my favourite to do in this country. And I don't know why. She sort of gets the best reaction here.
Yeah, how are American audiences different from British audiences?
They laugh at different things. You know, people, it's like even when I went to Moscow, you know, people have this kind of, oh, Moscovites won't like this, or Americans don't do irony and stuff like that. And it's just rubbish, you know, that there's different towns laugh at different things. And it's things like, you know, in the UK, we love innuendo in the UK. And, you know, I have a line where, you know, I say to Carson, Robert just says to Carson, oh, you know, how's it all going downstairs? And he says, well, it's all cleared up now. Dr. Clarkson gave me some cream. And, you know, where, like, in the UK, they go straight for that. When sometimes in America, I had to slightly play that up a little bit more just to really sell it. And those are sort of some of the main differences I found.
Do you think a non-Downton fan will get something out of the show?
Absolutely. You know, it's always the biggest compliment because I got a lot of people that come with their husbands or wives who don't watch Downton. And they say, you know, my wife loves Downton or my husband loves Downton and I've just been brought along. And then people come up to us and say, you know, I absolutely loved it. And that I really can't express that enough, that people who don't watch Downton, I've hopefully written it in a way that it can still be loved.